Every 3 years, the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. holds a contest. Thousands of artists submit photographs, drawings, paintings, sculptures, and more. From 2,500 entries, only 44 make the cut. And this year, for the first time ever, it's on tour. You're listening to KNKX, and the exhibition's first stop, its only stop on the West Coast, is the Tacoma Art Museum. 88.5's Ed Ronco tells us more about the exhibition called Outwin, American Portraiture Today.
Carolyn Scherer is a photographer from Birmingham, Alabama, and she has tried before to get into the Outwin exhibition.
I was astonished when I was accepted into this exhibit.
We are standing in a gallery at the Tacoma Art Museum, right in front of an enormous vertical photograph.
It's a portrait of a 15-year-old child named Lucy, and she self-identifies as trans. She's from Birmingham, Alabama.
The picture was taken the first day Lucy wore a dress in public.
Her father dropped her off, signed the consent form, and sped away, and when she came inside, she's very tall and awkward, and I just kept feeling like I wanted to put my arm around her, and then she finally did it herself, and I knew that was the moment.
Lucy is standing with her left hand holding on to her right shoulder. Her long reddish-brown hair sits on her shoulders and chest. She's wearing a simple dress, tan vertical stripes, with a darker printed pattern on top. She's not quite smiling, but she doesn't look serious or sad either.
Also, I should tell you that Lucy, since the photograph was made, Lucy ran away from home, and she's homeless at this point in time. She just couldn't adjust to the pushback that she got from her classmates.
How long ago was this taken?
I believe it was 2014. So she's about 18 years old. And it's my understanding that from Facebook posts that she is traveling around the country with a close-knit group of friends that have similar identities, but that she is homeless.
Scherer does not keep in touch with Lucy anymore. She heard that Lucy ran away from the director of a youth program that Lucy was with. Her portrait is part of a larger series of images called Family Matters, LGBTQ Youth Perspectives. The series focuses on LGBTQ youth from Alabama. Now, being a teenager is hard, even if you're cisgender and heterosexual. And it can be even more difficult for teens who identify differently than that and in the conservative South.
I think you really sort of hit on something else that's important. The idea of having their own images on the wall was revolutionary. It isn't like they went to the art museum or they went to any other institution in Alabama and saw photographs of people like them on the wall. So it was very empowering for them to do that.
The portrait of Lucy is one of dozens of works on display from artists across the United States, various ages, races, sexualities, religions, economic statuses, and settings are represented. Some of these are photos, some are drawn, some have audio. This is a work by artist Adrian Viejero Roman. It is a face done in charcoal on a wood block hanging from above. The recording of two women having a conversation in Spanish is coming from inside the block, and you can peer up into it and see artifacts once owned by the woman portrayed on the outside. This, and a lot of the other works on display, fly in the face of the conventional definition of a portrait.
A lot of people think it's an art form that is historical or that has to be very formal.
That is Margaret Bullock, the curator of collections and special exhibitions at the Tacoma Art Museum.
And I think it's important that this show points out that it's very much a living tradition. There's a lot of contemporary artists working in portraiture, and they're really pushing the idea of what that means.
The interesting thing, too, for me is that with a portrait, you get the opportunity to look at somebody in a way that you that would be weird if you were in front
right.
of them as a human, right?
Yeah.
Like you can really look into their eyes and study their clothes and kind of take a lot in.
Yeah, it's people watching on a different scale, because I have that very bad habit, liking to go lurk in the corner of a coffee shop or when I'm bored at airports. But you definitely can get quickly into creepy territory if you're doing that in everyday life. So it's great to be able to have that moment. And a lot of these, this portrait of a young woman holding her child over here, the context of it's really important, the layers of things around her, the room itself.
Back in front of the portrait of Lucy, we don't get a whole lot of that context. We see the dress, We see her face and her hair, the way she uses one hand to hold her other arm. But the background is white. Carolyn Scherer, the photographer, wants the people who see this image to focus on Lucy.
I hope they look at Lucy and feel like they want to put their arm around her, too. I hope that they understand that in states, conservative states like Alabama, there are a lot of vulnerable people right now, and it's important to look outside of the liberal city of Seattle and see what's going on and take care of our kids.
Lucy and the other portraits in the Outwin exhibition are on display at the Tacoma Art Museum through May 14th. Ed Ronco, 88.5 News.